So one of the main themes that we've been discussing is the notion of loyalty. Avram's loyalty to Lot, even though he has every reason not to be loyal, after Lot is, as the Pasuk reminds us, V'hu Yoshev B'Sodom, not only V'yehal Ad Sodom, but V'hu Yoshev B'Sodom, V'yishma Avram Kinishba Achi, V'yarkes Chanichav Yoledei Beisav, Shmona Asar Shlosh Meos, V'yardof Adan. Avram's reaction is one of unquestioning immediate loyalty. And we contrast this, of course, with the four kings and the five kings, both of whom have alliances of convenience, but as things fall apart around them, Melech Sodom and Amora separate and diverge from the Melech Adma, Tzvoyim, and Soar. And even within the four kings, as we noted, there isn't true unity or harmony or any kind of comedy, but on the contrary, right, they're internally jockeying for positions of power. Amraphel, Aryoch, Kedar Laomer, Tidal becomes Kedar Laomer, Tidal, Amraphel, and Aryoch. There's no true loyalty there. For Avram, again, despite the fact that he has every reason to turn his back on Lot after he did so much for him, essentially adopted him after the death of Haran, and Lot goes not just, you know, in a geographically different direction, but spiritually and ideologically as well. We talked about Vayisa Lot Mikedem, Iifshi Lo Be Avram Velo Be Lohav, right? Rejecting all the things that Avram stood for. And if you go along with the Radak's perspective, not just that Avram had stood for, but that he himself had once stood for, as Hanefesh Asher Asu V'Charan, contra Rashi, who suggests that it's Avram and Sarah. Radak's perspective was that it was Avram and Lot. I thought I'd introduce you to a perspective that the Rambam develops in the Mishnah and Avos, Aseh Lecha Rav, Uknei Lecha Chaver, V'Havidan Es Kol Adam, L'Kaf Zechus, Knei Lecha Chaver, and the Rambam, deeply influenced by Aristotle, notes that friendship is something that the halachic worldview, not just Aristotle's worldview, placed a great deal of emphasis on, and even to the point of kinei, quite literally, not aseh lecha chaver, but as the Rambam notes, hotzio belashon kinia velo amar aseh lecha chaver, o hischaber lechaverim v'chayotze bazeh, hakavana sheroi la'adam sheyikne la'atzmel chaver al kol panim, kidei sheyitknu bo kol inyanav kmo she'amru. This is based on the Gemara in Tainis, o chavrusa o misusa, that friendship, camaraderie is so significant that without it, life is, and this is perhaps somewhat of a hyperbolic statement, but a very dramatic one at that, that life becomes not entirely worth living. And so one should do everything possible, even if it means that one literally has to be kone, a friend. And if it's something that eludes you, one has to make great efforts. Even if it requires you to, in a certain sense, you know, attract a person through expenditures, it's worth it. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, require you to literally, you know, pay a person, you know, for play dates, you know, etc. But there's a certain ethic here that it's worth investing in. Let's put it in those terms. V'lo yasur milachas achar ritzono. Ad shechazik chavruso. Kemo sheyomer anshei hamusar, kasher titchaber, al titchaber lefi midosecha, lischaber lefi midos chaverach. You have to discern what your friend is interested in doing, right? And this could be, you know, something as prosaic as, you know, what activity does your friend want to do, and try to do that instead of what you'll want to do, so that the person really gets the sense that you're invested in them. But in a much more significant respect, not just, you know, activities, but really to understand what your friend's needs are. V'chasher yismoch kol echad mishnei ha-chaverim al zeh atzivoy, tiyak na-kavanas kol echad mehem lahashtem mitzon chavero, v'tiyak kavanas shneim davar echad v'lo safik. So when Reuben is always concerned what Shimon wants, and Shimon is always concerned what Reuben wants, the friendship is qualitatively strengthened. U'matov ma'amar aristo, as Aristotle said so perfectly, and the Rambam, of course, says, mekablim es ha-emes m'misha amaro, we always look to accept the truth from whoever says it, and Neza Uchacham, as the Mishnah tells us already, Halomid Mikol Adam, and Aristotle was more than just Kol Adam, Hechaver Acher Shehuata. As Aristotle said, a friend is another person that really is like yourself, because that person will become so deeply invested in your welfare and hopefully yours and his in both directions reciprocally. And then the Rambam goes on to say, again, deeply influenced by Aristotle's presentation, the Nicomachean Ethics is where Aristotle writes about this, Chaverim Shloshaminim, that there are really three different categories of friendship. Chaver Toeles, Chaver Nachas, V'Chaver Mala. And I want to use this prism of the Rambam and Aristotle to highlight the distinction between Avram's relationship with Lot versus the relationship between the four kings and the five kings. Chaver is not always friendship. And that's why we titled the shir, Kol Eilech Chavru El Emek Hasidim, right? The Torah is using the same term which is used for friendship when the four kings and the five kings gather together. So what's the first type of chavrus? It's not friendship, but it's really a kind of a partnership. Chaver HaToeles, Hareu Kechavrus Shnei HaShutvim, business partners, V'chavrus HaMelech V'chayalav, or a king and his soldiers. Who wants to explain? What does the Rambam mean by Chaver Toeles? Okay, Nachi, go ahead. Right, it's a mutually beneficial relationship. So the king needs soldiers to protect him, and the soldiers need a king who will serve as their patron, will pay them, will give them feudal estates, will take care of them. Business partners. Goodyear Tires needs somebody to sell tires to, so they have a partnership, let's say, with General Motors. General Motors can't sell cars without tires. They won't drive very far, so they need to be in a partnership with Goodyear. But let's say General Motors will stop paying what Goodyear wants, so Goodyear will start selling their tires to Ford, or to Toyota, or to Hyundai. Or whatever it is, right? There's not really a deep bond there. There's a mutually beneficial relationship that, you know, can be severed at a moment's notice. The Melech Sedom and Amelech Amora jump into the pit. Melech Adma, Melech Tzvoyi, Melech Tzohar, Hanisharim, Hera Nasu. Okay? So that's not a real friendship. That's, again, life is filled with these relationships. It's pragmatic. It's utilitarian. It's to the hopefully mutual benefit of both parties. But it doesn't really speak to any kind of a deeper bond or relationship. Amnam, the second category of actual friendship is a chaver nachas, harei u'shnei minim. So the Rambam says 2a and 2b. Chaver hanoa v'chaver bitachon. Chaver hanoa, harei u'kechavrus hazacharim v'lekevus v'chayotzi. But let's in the context of marriage, there's a certain amount of pleasure, not just physically, but otherwise, which is derived. V'amnam chaver bitachon, maybe the higher level of this second category of chaver hanacha, somebody whose friendship brings you pleasure, is what we would call in English a confidant. Somebody who has deep trust. Hareu sheyia lo'adam chaver shetivtach nafsho bo. Somebody who has a soul bond with a person. Lo yishamer mimenu lo b'masev lo b'dibor. You don't have to be on guard or wary what you say in front of the person or what you do in front of the person. V'yigala lo kol inyonav. And you can literally unburden yourself. Hanoa mehem. Tell those things that you do which are good. V'hamiguna. And those things which unfortunately we all do that are less good, that we're less proud of, and yet you can really confide in the person. M'bli chashash m'menu sheyasigeo b'chol zachisaron. The person's not going to post it on social media. The person's not going to go to the newspaper. The person's not going to expose you in any which way. You can truly unburden yourself. Lo etzlo v'lo etzel zulaso. Kim yagia l'nefesh bitachon ba'ish ad l'zeh hashir timtza rov nachas b'sichaso v'chavrus. And the Rambam says the reason I consider this confidant to be a chaver hanachas is that there's deep pleasure, not physical pleasure, but psychological and emotional pleasure and having someone who can serve as a true confidant. Someone to whom and with whom one can share life's struggles, the challenges, one's failures, one's anxieties, one's fears, even if one is embarrassed to share them in general, even if one feels to a degree stigmatized by them. These are very, very important things. And that's exactly what the Rambam is driving at. And there's a nachas that comes from that as well. But that's only the second level of friendship. Certainly it's much more significant than the utilitarian relationship that we described before, the toeles. Go ahead, Alicia.
Wait, what did you say this friendship is called?
The Rambam calls it the chaver hanachas, a chaver that brings pleasure. Mm-hmm. It could be called hana'a, that's 2a, where it's, you know, the pleasure may be more physical in nature. And this is kind of emotional or psychological pleasure may be the wrong word, but it's something that creates a sense of satisfaction, fulfillment, maybe, in the chaver bitacho nachim. Right, it's even more so. It's an even deeper bond. But we'll see in this third category that, let's say, maybe according to the Radak, they may have once had this relationship. Ellie.
But we see from, like, Lot's character that if they weren't related through blood, Avram probably would not have helped him at all. Mm-hmm. So maybe it says Achim because of their, like, physical relationship, meaning blood, opposed to, like,
absolutely. So I'm expanding from this to discuss loyalty more generally, but I think what you're saying is a fair supposition, though I think it's subject to that machlokes rishonim, right? You know, what it's really started out, es hanefesh asher asu v'charan. Oev hamala, the third and highest level of human association, hu shetia tava shnehem v'kavanasam l'matara achas. Where the spatial orientation that I'd like to use here is not people facing each other, but facing in the same direction. Use a prosaic analogy, a person whose life goal is to climb Kilimanjaro or Everest. And he finds another person who wants to do exactly the same thing, and they push each other, and they train together, right? And they buy equipment together, and they read the same magazine articles, and they study the snow patterns together, so that they can one day ascend, you know, miles into the air to kiss the sky. You know, and that has a spiritual analog as well. Hu shetia tavashnei v'kavanas on the matarachas v'hi hatov, a pursuit of the good in life, that which is moral and virtuous, that which is spiritually elevating. V'yirtze kol achad l'heyazer b'chaveru b'yagi hatova hu v'shneim yachad. V'zeo achaver asher tziva liknoso v'hu kechavers harav l'talmid v'atalmid l'rav. You wouldn't describe teacher student relationship, a Rebbe Talmud relationship, as a friendship in the sense of a peer relationship, but certainly in the sense of pushing each other up that spiritual mountain, miyale v'har Hashem, umiyakum minkom katsho. And these are the kinds of relationships that on the one hand we need to seek out, and on the other hand, once we've found them, to further them, to nurture them, to sustain them, so that they in turn will sustain us. We all know sixth chapter of Masechet Avos, Perikinyan HaTorah, it's actually a brisa that was attached to the five prakim of Masechet Avos, talks about the Kinyan HaTorah, the way that Torah can be acquired in this world, b'shimush chachamim, through not just learning from Torah scholars, but as the Gemara in Brachos says, gadol shimusho yoser mitalmudo, that it's even more edifying and illuminating very often to serve in the personal sense, to be close. So it's not just that you learn the Gemara or the Chumash or the Navi or the Mishnah or the Shulchan Aruch from them, but the intangibles that come with the Shimush Chachamim. B'diktuk chaverim, when friends are medaktik each other. Medaktik literally means to be precise, a certain kind of pushing one's friend towards a higher level of awareness, spiritual awareness, intellectual awareness, moral awareness, uvefilpul ha-talmidim, and also with the sharpening that comes from students. Suggestion just made. Is this really chavrus, or maybe it's family relationship? All these things are part of the learning process, all testified to, of course, in the Gemara, said in Tainus and Makos, harbe lamati mirbosa yoser mi chaveraim, tamida yoser mi bikulam. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach in conjunction with this. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was one of the five great students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Mishnah Avo says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five outstanding talmidim, all of whom had their own special qualities. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a bor sud she'eno ma'abe tipa. He had perfect retention. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, ashrei yoladato, that he was very well-rounded. He brought his parents mashnachas. Other interpretations of that, Rabbi Yossi was a chassid, somebody, a very pious person. Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel was a yarei chait. And Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is compared in that Mishnah to a mayan hamisgaber, so dynamic and so creative. There's two versions of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says either Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, you could put him on one side of the chaf mosnayim of the scale, and all the chachmei Yisrael, even Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus would be machrias kulam. He would be, you know, the equivalent and more than everybody else. There's another gear. So that Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is machria es kulam. So anyway, you know, in that Mishnah, the second parak of Avos, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai once asked his Talmidim, Ezu derech tova sheyidbak baha adam. What's the most important thing in life? So they all gave different answers, but Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said, Lev tov. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, oh, Lev tov, a good heart. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is right, shebichlal devarav divreichem. Because all good qualities in life are really encompassed within a heart that's whole and a heart that's good. So bear that in mind as now Yehuda will read this Gemara for us. This Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who literally, you know, we use this expression colloquially, but he became off the derech. He literally left the yeshiva. He went to a Roman town where there was much physical pleasure to be had from the waters there and the foods there. And the hot springs, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach ikla lahasam. He went to this particular place, and he became very connected, pulled, and attracted to the physical pleasures there, maybe even in a certain sense addicted to them. I'akar talmudei, and his learning was uprooted. And this is, again, the person about whom it said, Mayan hamiskaber, the person about whom it said, if he was on the chachmos naim, and all the chachmei Yisrael, including Rav Lazar and Hyrcanus on the other side, he would be Machriya as Kulam. Okay? So Kihadar Asa, when he returned to the yeshiva, he was given the Aliyah, and he was getting ready to read, and it was either Parshas Bo or Parshas HaChodesh, and he was going to read, Vayomar Hashem Oshevi al Aron, Beretz Yitzrayim Lemar, HaChodesh Hazalachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem, L'chad Shei HaShana. That's what he wanted to read. Ba Lamikra, HaChodesh Hazalachem. But instead he said, Amar, HaChayresh HaYalibam. What does Chayresh mean? Chayresh HaTevekatan. Right, that their hearts went deaf, that their hearts lost their connection. Who can think of it? Why is this significant for Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? What did we just say that he thought was the most important thing in life? The Lev Tov. HaChayresh HaYalibam. But what restored him? What brought him back to his status? His peers davened for him. Bo Rabbanan Rachamei Alei V'Hadar Talmudei. And what came back? His learning. Right? So whatever this means, you know, how exactly this, you know, magically restored his learning is, you know, a topic that we'll leave to the side from now. But it was his peers that restored his learning. So you could say this was mystical. You could say that somehow by being in that environment, right, it all came back to him. You know, it wasn't that it was completely forgotten, but it was sort of glazed over by the environment that was in. And all of this, you know, was, you know, talk about, you know, neuroscientists will tell you about different regions in the brain with, you know, deeply embedded memories. So it came out of the deepest recesses of his mind. That's the way I like to interpret this Gemara in the rational sense, that being there, you know, catalyzed and evoked all of those deeply embedded Yedios HaTorah. V'hainu titznan Rabbi Nehorai Omer, and this is a statement of Rabbi Nehorai. Go ahead, Yehuda. Always ensure that you're in a makom Torah. V'al tomar shi tavo acharecha. Don't say that I'm such a Talmud Chacham that wherever I go is the makom Torah. Why? Shechaverecha. That your chaverim will be the ones who sustain Torah in your hands. V'el binascha, and on your own wisdom, insight, talent, al tisha'ein, do not be excessively reliant. Because we all need that diktuk chaverim. We all need that grouping, yoser me chaverai, mitamida yoser mi bekulam, the environment which stimulates us to the right direction. Remember the Rambam Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Alacha Aleph tells us, derech b'yasol shel adam li'os nimshach b'deyosav v'masav, in his way of thinking and in his action, achar anshe medinaso, by the people around him. And that's why having these kinds of sustaining relationships, especially the chaver shel mala, is so significant. Where it's not just that there's a deep loyalty to each other and a sense of being a confidant of another person, which is all very important, and we should have that as well, the chaver bitachon. That's very important. But having a chaver lamala, somebody to strive with, somebody who will push one, is something of great and enormous significance. If you don't have that, very difficult. El binascha al tisha'ein, the Rabbi Elazar ben Arach tale is really a cautionary tale that reminds us of the significance of establishing these kinds of deep bonds. I don't think it has to be so many people. It could be just one or two people. We constantly push each other towards establishing newer and further goals in terms of the Tov, as the Rambam says, in terms of pursuit of that which is good. And it has a special relevance for Talmud Torah, again, the Diktuk Chaverim that we talked about in terms of Parakinyan Torah. I saw a number of questions, just wanted to make sure to get to everybody. Okay, yes, Daniel.